The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, it is time for another edition of the Hard Shoulder Bookshelf. So last week, Mancon McGann placed the Brendan Voyage by Tim Severin up on the bookshelf. This week, it is the turn of former Mayo GAA. There, I mashed two words together. Mayo GAA footballer David Brady. David, how are you?
We've been called worse.
Yeah, you have been called worse. Yeah, exactly. Hey, tell me, how much do you read into Meath beating Dublin at the weekend?
You know what? I
like great excitement, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And it just gives, it opens the doors to possibilities and nothing lasts forever, as us Liverpool supporters know.
So rejoicing all around the weekend.
Man United have, the Dublin of old, Man United of old. It's good, and that's never give up. And you've heard of young kids dreaming of that day, and those kids were on the pitch and said it themselves on Sunday. They've won nothing, and you know, Robbie Brennan, in all fairness, will bring them right back down to earth because the wear is important.
Yeah, anyway, listen, it was great excitement. So this is often a tough question for people to answer because it's hard to pick kind of one book maybe amongst everything. But is there a book that stands out for you, a book that you're going to put up on the bookshelf?
Yeah, there is. No, I wouldn't be a great reader, or I wouldn't have a great kind of capacity for reading a book end to end. I remember starting off for, I think it was communion, I read the Bible. Or there was, you had to do something and I read the Bible, and I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
From start to finish?
From start to finish, yeah.
Wow.
Actually, maybe it was confirmation, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of communion now, it'd have been a lot of words. But yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And I thought,
and nothing since then is compared, so that's the problem, is
that's
it?
Well, that wouldn't be putting the Bible up there at all. But yeah, there is one or two for me that really stand out. And they're personal. And for me, the books that really stand out for me, I've had them for years and like decades now at this stage. And I always dip back into them because they mean something.
Okay.
I would never have written or read a fictional book in my life. It has
really
to be.
You've no interest in sitting down and reading fiction,
as I'd call a scutter. No, I wouldn't, because it's either
on holidays or anything. No.
I actually was reading a book once on holidays, and I swear to God, I was in Mexico.
Yeah,
and it was about a club in County Clare or Hurling. It was Christy O'Connor's book.
Oh yes,
yeah. No, I know Christy, and I was reading about a character in it. And I swear to God, out of the blue, never heard of him in my life. This guy rings me on a beach in Mexico and I'm going...
While you're reading the book?
While I'm reading the book and I'm reading about how he put his gear, hiding his gear bag in the Jeep so his wife wouldn't know he was still going back playing hurling. And it was Connie, but... that's the nickname of the car. It was a surreal moment. I'm going, I swear to God, I'm reading about your part where your wife opens the Jeep and nearly gets knocked out with the smell because he was trying to hide hurling
all
from
the gear.
Great book from Christy, the club.
That's not the one. So what are we placing up there?
For me, it's a book called The Score Takes Care of Itself. And it's from the life and times of a famous American footballing coach, Bill Walsh.
Okay.
And it has, to me, it has nothing to do with sport.
Okay, explain that.
Because, you know, The Score Takes Care of Itself is, for me, what I took out of the book was that it's so much like life. How you approach life, your attitude, the trials and tribulations, because, you know, we're not going to win every day of our life. You know, whether it's in a our own personal context or a sporting context. But it's what you do will get you towards being good, being great, and being a better person. Great at what you do, or just being a normal, good, simple person. But for me, a lot of it was putting everyone else first, bar yourself. And again, it's philosophy. Four major words. It's kind of a leadership book, but four major words that he used was, I believe in you. And if you can put belief and trust in between you and the person you're dealing with or the group you're dealing with, you'll go a long way to being good. And it's, you know, whatever happens is an outcome. If you have all these blocks and steps and kind of pointers along the way, you're going to take two steps back and sometimes three forward. But it was a great, great moral on how you try and live your life. But, you know, inside and outside of sport, it's, you know, when you read something and you can go, I relate to that.
Yeah.
I understand what that person in the book was saying, and you can go, oh yeah, I do that. But sometimes you go, Jesus, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that might be a good, and trust is a very important aspect.
When did you first read it? Can you remember?
Oh, I'd say about 13 or 14 years ago.
Okay.
And everywhere I go, and I travel a fair bit,
yeah.
I dip in, dip out.
And you just read a few pages here and there.
The pages I've read 20 times, and it's like I read it again. Like before, I like yesterday even, I actually picked it up, I'm going, oh, I just flick into, you know, I'm going, all right. I actually read two pages of it.
Yeah.
And I maybe might have read them two pages 10 times previously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you get something new out of it, or...
You do. You're kind of going, yeah, you can relate to it. If you can relate. Now, the likes of Harry Potter and all that, that'd be...
Scutter, as you say.
Scutter. Double Dutch.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, that's for me was a major, major... I still have it, I still love it, and I still put it in the bag, the backpack, before I go travelling anywhere.
And when you say, like, all aspects of life, so anywhere you've got relationships with people, be it in work or a sporting environment or family or anything, like, there's something you can take from
something
this book.
Something you can take out of it. But probably the most important relationship you have is with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, that's the person you talk to the most in your life.
Yeah.
Whether it's the good cop on your left shoulder or the bad cop on your right, and who's trying to, you know, there's both of them are vying for a bit of you.
Yeah.
And it's a lot to do with your own personal self as well. And I loved it.
Yeah.
Did, yeah. Yeah. And that's definitely one for me. Another one.
Yeah, go on.
Losing My Virginity.
This is Richard Branson's book.
Yes.
Okay.
And nothing to do about losing your virginity.
Yeah.
But
you were very disappointed about when you first read it.
I was a teenager.
Yeah, exactly. This book is rubbish. Yeah.
I think it was back in the late 90s. I went travelling across the world and went to Australia and kind of went to find myself, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it had a profound effect on me. And it was all about the trials and tribulations of growing up and challenges. Now, he was throwing more challenges. You know, there was one where his auntie bet him that he wouldn't be able to learn how to swim in 1 week.
Yeah.
And he did everything, 9 hours a day, trying, because she was, I don't know, was it 10 pound or shillings?
What
I mean? But whatever it was, and he tried everything. And, like, you know, at the case of risking, as a young 6-7-year-old, but he failed it. And it was like, then he was coming home from holidays and he asked his father to stop at a river.
Yeah.
And he dove straight in and swam the length of the bank and across the other side. And it was one of the times he got hugs from his father.
Yeah.
Because it was like he was thrown in at the deep end and, you know, it was like child protection support wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But I found that he was brave and he risked. And I suppose that's where the sense of adventure came from. But I thought it was an absolutely fantastic book.
And for the same reason as the other book, as in, is there stuff you take from it, or is it just a great adventure?
No, take from it. If I don't take something from a book,
you've been firing kids into rivers ever since.
Yeah, yeah. My own kids were going to swimming classes. You know, and you're going, oh, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. And
yeah.
You're going, why wouldn't you just, you know, nowadays kids would probably want 10,000 to learn how to, you know, money wise. But and an interesting thing at the end of it, I wrote to him.
All right.
Yeah. And like, this is mad. I wrote to Richard Branson on a piece, like, back, it was 2000, I would say. 2001 or 2.
Yeah.
And I wrote to him. And I was living in, what you might, County Bondi, which is Bondi Beach, over in Sydney at the time. And it was the address, and got a handwritten reply from him.
No way.
Yeah.
What did you, do you mind me asking what you wrote in the letter?
I'm not sure, but you know when you're trying, you know, you're nearly asking for advice and you're going, it was surreal.
Yeah.
And I never forget, and I got the actual handwritten note back from him.
Yeah.
And it was mad.
Do you still have it?
I have it somewhere. It could be in the attic in a red Nike bag that I kind of was my, back then, or.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. It was absolutely mad to get a handwritten note back in 2002.
And what did he say in the letter back to you?
Just said, I think I told him my story in life as well.
Yeah.
Like, I wrote a lot more than he wrote.
Yeah.
But talked about, love to, hear how life goes and how you get on if ever I'm in Ireland, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm going, like, it was surreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, how it happened or how he got it.
Yeah, you'd imagine, especially given he had just published a book, he would have been getting a lot of letters. You know, it's...
And that's the thing. Gas. Like, and I... he asked reader, like, imagine if you ask a reader now or whatever, to write to him.
Oh, he said that in the book. He said, right?
In the book, yeah. No, I didn't just pick it out of the top of my head and say, I'll write to Richard and say it. But yeah, it was phenomenal. And if ever I'm in Ireland, I'd love to meet up or in Australia. And sure.
Yeah.
Now that's, imagine coming up to Richard Branson.
What's the island? Necker Island. Isn't that the island he owns? You'll have to turn up there one day with your letter and say, you told me now to knock at the door.
Yeah, your own handwriting. But,
that's gas.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting, yeah.
Losing My Virginity, Richard Branson's book. Any other books you want to mention?
Probably The Secret.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't like to give it away. That was part of my nomadic journey as well.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever read it?
No.
You should.
Really?
Yeah. I would advise any person to read it.
Okay.
Because we're all striving for something, or we all want to achieve, or earn, or win, or, and you know what? It's. Man says it is a secret, but it's not really a secret. It's a brilliant book, and it's where what that man and that kind of warrior went through to get to where he wanted to was like hell on earth, and the destination was probably exactly what he wanted and expected to be what was for him the chosen land and that moment in time.
Right. What book have you most recently read?
Most recently, it was autobiography of Johnny Sexton.
Oh, is that any good? I haven't read it.
He's a nice fella, I'd say.
Yeah.
I admire him as a sportsman. I found it difficult.
Really?
I found it. I'd love to shake him and say, "Jeez, Johnny, you're too hard on yourself." And he was very, 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 very hard on himself
in the book as well. Really?
As in, like, in his life, and I'm going, he was just. I think he used up so much unnecessary time on everyone else, and it was just always constant looking to, and he was one of our greatest ever players.
Yeah.
That doesn't come without sacrifice or self-sacrifice from a personal context. He was very hard. Yeah.
Do you think to the point that he seems like he didn't necessarily enjoy...
I think he's only looking back and saying now that he enjoyed it rather than enjoy it at the time.
Yeah.
He put himself through a lot. Again, the competition between himself and Ronan O'Gara.
Yeah.
I feel he should have dropped it and, let it go at some point. You always, when teams, you have always nicknames and everyone is referred to their nicknames.
Yeah, but rugby lads love that.
Love that. There's like whatever.
Oh, stop.
But, O'Gara is still O'Gara. He's not Raj. Never once was he referred to, I don't think, and I could be corrected, maybe once in 400 pages, as Raj. It was nearly O'Gara. As in that, there was an unbelievable kind of duel between the best and then Johnny becoming the best. But I got through it, but I'm going, geez, there's no way I would think that the two boys would be going for kebabs and a beer. But again, maybe time. I don't know. Did he really? Maybe he's kind of saying O'Gara drove him to be the best or helped him to be the best by being so competitive. But it's interesting.
And because O'Gara coached him for a time, didn't he? In Paris.
Yeah, and it kind of came. You're kind of going, now look at you. You're after giving off to him in the first 250 pages, and now he's coaching it to a degree, and Johnny wanted to get away. He wasn't getting what he thought he deserved from an Irish context and the competition, and and again, I think it's maybe if you look at it from a rugby context now, that whole is it X, Y, or Z, or it's there's the young and the old, and it's you know, Sam Prendergast now, it's you know, it's a little bit like that, but I hope it wouldn't turn out like that.
Would you recommend the book? Was the book good? Did it give you insights into him or the game? Not that it doesn't sound like it did to the degree those other books did.
I couldn't pick so much. And I loved rugby growing up. Rugby was my number one sport. I loved it as a young fella growing up until about 20, and then I had to concentrate on GAA. But I struggled. Now, maybe it's me getting older and, you know, are more crankier. I don't know, but I just couldn't grasp.
Yeah.
But it was nice. It was a nice book. And again, you know, he's a hero to all of us.
Yeah, he is. Obsessed is the name of Johnny Sexton's book, isn't it?
Yeah, and he probably was obsessed.
Yeah.
It's a good title. A good title.
The Score Takes Care of Itself, though, by Bill Walsh. That's what's going up, Pride of Place. That's a great story, though, about Richard Branson as well. So, David, listen, thanks a million for coming in to us.
Pleasure, Kieran.
David Bredo, former Mayo GAA footballer. I got it right that time. No mashing words together.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.